Shall we have a word of prayer? Our Father, we just want to thank you again this morning for this opportunity to be alive and to be here and hearty and to enjoy your presence and all the redemptive blessings that you have purchased for us and made available unto us to believe and claim and enjoy. Father, we don't want to come short of any of those blessings. Lord, we have come again this morning to sit at your feet to learn more of you. May you teach us thy word, Lord. May you give us revelation of your word, for that is the only way we can have understanding of what it is all about concerning your program. Help every one of us, Lord. Thank you for the week that ended yesterday. Are going out, are coming in, those who traveled, your protection upon your people throughout, the daily provisions you made for our needs. We cannot thank you enough. May your name be praised, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless a portion of your word this morning we're about to read as we pass a few comments on this sermon. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we have prayed with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Good morning, church. Yeah, we're happy to be back to his house again this morning. Let us turn to Romans chapter 7. I really want us to follow this message of the visible union of the bride of Christ. The first to sixth verse. He said, "Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law have dominion over a man as long as he liveth? For the woman which had an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then, if, while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, he shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also have become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sins, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. But now we are delivered from the law, that be dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter." May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of his word into our hearts. You can please be seated. Where?
Without being told, we know the scripture we have read.
I just talk about us, put us in two different ways. There was a time when our life we were living was bringing fruits unto death. There was a time. But now, the scripture is talking that the fruit that we should bear now, it will be to the glory of God, which means something has happened to us. When I say to us, I'm talking about sons and daughters of God. Amen? Look, there is a difference, and it's God that made that difference. And there is nothing anyone can do about it. Amen. What you need to rejoice for all the days of your life is that before the world began, God had chosen you to be part of his children. Period. It is not what you have done. It is not what you are doing. It is not what you will do. Are you following me? That is why the Bible says, it is not by works, lest any man should boast. There's no boasting in salvation. We only glorify God who have graciously saved us. It is because of you and me. That is why the Jehovah God, the eternal spirit, put on flesh to suffer all that he suffered. He was treated the way he was treated just because of you. You know, there's a scripture that says, because of the joy that was set before him, he endured the contradiction of sinners against himself. There was a joy that was set before him. What was that joy? That there is going to be a multiplication of sons and daughters of God. There's something that the blood of animal could not produce. Hello? You know, Brother Brown preached a message, what it takes God to re-sin away from our lives. If you actually know what Jesus went through, by the grace of God, you will run away from sin. Whether in the secret or in the open, you will run away. What it costs him to purchase you, to purchase me. Until he said by himself, greater love and no man than this. What is the love? That a man love his friends. And he did what? He gave his life for them. I used to say, let me tell you one thing. We are all mortal, fleshly speaking. If I'm a robber comes to your house, God forbid they will come. I'm just trying to give an illustration. I say, hey, make a choice. You or your wife, one of you should die. Hello? Let's be. If you are not thoroughly filled with the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you, a thought will come to you. If the woman die, we marry another. May God help us. That is why you must be thoroughly, thoroughly converted. When you are converted, it is no longer you that act in situations or react in situations or do the needful at every particular point in time. It is God that is in you that is doing it. May I set an example to you? Jesus said, when you are brought before the majesty, he said, don't begin to think. Most of all, we depend so much on lawyers. We praise God for lawyers. We have what is more than lawyers. Hello? I'm not saying you not have personal lawyer. If I have the money, maybe I will engage one too. For whatsoever reason. Jesus said, don't take thought. He said, when you are asked to speak, he said, it will not be you. It will be the spirit of your Father that is in you that will do the talking. May God help us. A God cannot fail. Brothers, sisters, we are preparing for the rapture. Remember, it is only you that knows your study with God. It's only you. I don't know. But Abraham said, your best and your worst, you leave it at home. How do you live at home? How do you live with your wife at home? I don't know. I'm not staying with you. Hello? I'm not staying with you. You are not staying with me. But one thing I know. Brother Abraham said, the Holy Ghost will not behave in Brother Abioye and misbehave in Brother Bartholomew. It will not. If you are filled with the Holy Ghost, whether at home or in the church, anywhere, you will display nothing but Christ. Because that is the one living his life through you. Like I was saying, was it Friday when we were to break bread? God made this tree a mango tree. As love and science did it fool with it, it will always be for mangoes. It doesn't struggle to do it. It doesn't go to school to learn how to get some vitamins that will make it to produce mango. By nature, by God-given nature, it's a mango tree. It will always bring forth. I have one in the front of my house. The people wanted to cut it down. That I say, hey, don't cut it down. This is not the time. Jesus said they should cut down. This one is bringing forth fruit every year. Both students, everybody come to pluck. You say, they endanger your car, they throw stones. They are not breaking my screen yet. God will continue to protect me. It is the tree that doesn't bring forth fruits that Jesus said they should hew down and use it to prepare fire. And Jesus also told us, he said, a good tree cannot produce bad fruits. Is it true? He said, a bad tree cannot produce good fruits. Then you begin to see yourself, the life that is coming out of you. What Abraham told us, he said, there is nobody you can ask, where is your theophany? He said, he's beneath. Everybody will say, he's up. Praise God. It's like all the denominations from Roman Catholic, their mother, to the least, to the latest of them. They all believe they are going to heaven. They all believe they made the rapture. But remember, the thing about it is this. The fruit that you bear, does it represent bride material in the Bible? That is the question. Because a man that is born of God cannot deny an iota of the word of God. He cannot. Because God is his father. And that God is the word of God. And that is why the scripture says we should become epistles written that could be read of all men. Is it all men that go to school? But all men can see you and see the life that come out of you. When there is peace like this, we are all brethren. Shalom. God bless you. Shalom. God bless you. Let's set a rear up any head here now. It will surprise you when you hear some people will talk. And the Bible says, out of the abundance of the earth, the mouth speaks. I have no one thing, and I continue to say it, that under no circumstances should the Holy Ghost change his behavior. There is no trial. You press him to the wall. You do this. What did they not do to Jesus? He never misbehaved one day. Did you see where Jesus slapped somebody? There you are a boxer. And you said you have Holy Ghost. The boxing, you are not doing it as professional. Now your wife, now it be your pochy bag. It is a big shame. Look, until you recognize that what you are doing is shameful, nobody can help you. Each time we pass that way, you will think this man is speaking on me. I'm not speaking on you. That was the problem between Imla. What do you call his first name again? Micaiah and Ahab. Ahab hated Micaiah. Do you know why? Ahab was living wrong. The Spirit of God will never bless unrighteousness. What is wrong is wrong. He that have ear to hear, let him hear. Stop beating your wife. Stop it. You are threatening your wife. If I bring you out, I will say shame. You will divorce her. No problem. I will not bring you out. I was only, if you know, I was only petting you. I will bring you out. Remember that the life you are living shows the nature of where you are born from. Hello? Some of us, we want to beat our children. We beat our children with bitterness. It shows that you are not even converted. The Bible says you beat your child with love. You are correcting the child. That is why when you break cane, you use that three times, the cane break. You leave the cane, you use leg, you use everything. You are no longer correcting the child. What is inside of you is what you are displaying. Bitterness. Children of God don't have bitterness. They are born of divine love. They love everybody, whether sinners or saints. Oh, man. May God help us. How can a man be born of love? And the very woman that you put in your house, who pursue you to go and marry her? Who is the person? Even if the pastor recommend her, you still have the final say. It's a choice between you. We went for Daniel's convocation yesterday. Daniel don't get wife of Abeokuta. That gentle boy, you see so. When you see those boys go the way they go, don't underrate them. My wife was telling me, this boy, I show her a one girl, I tell her the story, they are going to church together, this and that too. Yesterday, after we have done the whole thing, you were to take picture. The girl was running away from me. I said, hey, come here. Come, make we take picture together. You think, say, I don't know. He dropped her head. Me, I know now. I will choose for you. The only son I had, I did choose for him. He brought him into to the house one day and said, Daddy, this is my wife. I said, praise God. That's all. I did choose for you. I have never been guilty of that. There have been cases where men were coming to sisters in this assembly. And from what I know about the man, I would have told the woman, hey! But all I have to do is say, God, this is not your daughter, make you direct her. Period. It's your choice, though. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Watch the life you are living. Are you living a Christian life? If you are not, how much are you concerned? Do you take the life? I think the life you are living is okay. Or the curses are coming from your mouth. Curses. The Bible says a fountain cannot produce both sweet water and bitter wine. Your own fountain, it will produce sweet today, tomorrow, na bitter leaf. May God deliver us from all evil. I wish I could take the whole sermon or you alone. Me, when we come here, we know the play. We come here to talk to the redeemed of the Lord. We have to tell you what Christ says. So that you will know yourself. If you are a make believer, you will know. May God help us. I was talking to them in the family altar this morning. I said, hey, the man may be filled with the Holy Ghost. The woman may be filled with the Holy Ghost. The way you treat each other, be careful. Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of this one that believe in me, he said, you have done it to me. Neither was filled with the Holy Ghost when he slapped up against the prophet. God punished her for it. Hello? God told the prophet. The prophet wasn't offended. You can be so, God can so walk upon you spiritually, than even when people deliberately offend you, you don't even mind. The grace of God can take you to that level. The prophet didn't see anything about it. The Holy Ghost came and said, hey, that thing that woman did, carry the scripture. Go and read Bible passage to her. The prophet said, maybe it's the wind blowing. By the time the Lord came back, it was with forceful voice. I said, take your Bible. Go and read it to that woman. The prophet know what is in that scripture. When they were reading it, both of them were weeping. You can't play with God, though. God loves his children. Protect them. The Bible says, touch not my anointed. Every child of God is anointed. Don't treat your wife like a slave. Shut it down on it to no fair. The prophet said, don't make her a doormat. Me, till tomorrow, whatever you are doing has not changed my mind. I believe the full evidence that a man loves a woman is to marry her, to be his life companion, to be mother to his children. That is what I believe. I don't believe you marry a woman you don't love. Who hang her on your neck? May God help us. I say, may God help us. Mm-hmm. The way you treat a child of God. Do you know that God said he will dash eternal life? Dash. These people previously were not having eternal life. God said he will dash them eternal life. Because of what? Because they were being good to God's children. Are you following me? They were good to God's children. God dashed them eternal life. Those who were bad to God's children, we know their way out. That God has no change. The Bible says, who among you have this word good? Have this word good and see your sister or your brother in need. I say, oh, God bless you. Go and enjoy the blessings of God. And you know what you should do to make that fellow to enjoy. You didn't do it. Who are you deceiving? Do you know that the Bible tells us if our heart condemns us, then God is greater? What brings condemnation to your heart? It's because by the knowledge you have about God, you know what the word of God says do. If you do contrary, it will bring condemnation to your heart. And what's the condemnation in your heart? You cannot be free with God. Amen. Every one of us, we have conscience. Do we not have conscience? We went to the, what do you call it, the other day. I thought I was going to follow. We went to Parent Teachers Association. And the school grace goes to. Your child is bringing materials to the house. This you didn't buy for her. Oh, baby. You are a very careful parent. Very careful one. As for women, we say they don't know the work their husband is doing. Are they sincere? Your husband will leave you in the house in midnight. Oh, Mobitolo. Oh, Mobolo Jaleni. It's not over my back. You will know. The day he will sneak out and he no sneak back, you go know the work he's doing. Suddenly, you see daybreak, some strange materials are in the house. Oh, no soldier. Oh, Mogbati, brother, no soldier. May God deliver you. Me, I will put my mouth against every wrong thing. If my mother is guilty, is guilty. If my father is guilty, is guilty. If my wife is guilty, is guilty. If I am guilty, I am guilty. The word of God is righteousness. Don't condone any unrighteousness. Otherwise, you'll be a partaker of the thing that fellow is doing. Put your voice against it. I was coming from Edo State the other day. The driver, because he wanted to dodge some money given to the police, he said, I said, hey, driver, stop that thing. I said, in the house where your child tell lie, you beat him. He said, Akure, you are going? We are going to Ibadan. He said, daddy, please, read that. We spend all my money. He didn't stop. He didn't stop. When Jesus said, he that have ear to hear, there are some here, they want to go on. What they will do is what they will do. There are some people that are destined to condemnation. And they can never take correction of the word of God. May God help us. Look, I say we are going to Ibadan, not a current. What is all this? A lot of effort. At least 200. Omo, you to charge one. May God help us. If you keep quiet in that place, we didn't tell the fellow what he's doing. So when we get to the garage, he come and embrace me. I was looking at it. No. Don't never be a partaker with unrighteousness. May you never be guilty of that. If you go to school, I'm telling you, stay with this message. You know, in school, they have some habit. You find men, boys and girls, they just, before you know, if there are five girls, the boy will hold this one, hug this one, hug this one. Don't allow a boy to hug you. Tell them what I believe is the Bible forbid it. If you don't, the day they will do it, they will do it in the presence of your pastor. There was an incident yesterday. I know what I'm talking about. Don't compromise. Hey, do you know the Bible says a day is coming that the secrets of all hearts, the secret of all hearts shall be disclosed. Do you have secrets that you are keeping? You are not seeing that day or that day. May God. The Bible says some people see, go before them. So follow after. May our sins go before us under the blood. May your sins not follow you, because you can't make it. With your sin following you, you can never make it, because the day of atonement would have ended. It is now that our sins must go before us. You confess them, they come under the blood, God will never remember them. Because he promised he will put them in the sea of forgetfulness. Brothers, sisters, it is a serious thing. Honestly speaking, because it's not everybody that want to go to heaven. But if you want to go to heaven, please, I beg you in the name of the Lord, follow the word of God. Strictly, don't play with the scriptures. Man shall not live by bread, amala, inyo, fufu, pando, alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of the living God. All you have, just struggle. You don't need to struggle to be a Christian. Just follow the instructions. Repent of your sins and be baptized by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the prophet said, your full obedience to the word of God entitled you to the token. Once the token comes in, it is a smooth sail. Smooth sail. You are not struggling to be a woman. If God created you well, neither are you struggling to be a man. If God created you well. That's why Jesus said, by your thought, can you add what could be to your height? Even your height is determined by God. The color of the eyeball you have, the number of the hair in your head, even the one I crepe like this, God knows the number of hair on my head. That is the God we serve. Is that your warning, man? I accept your warning. God bless you. Blessed be his holy name. Brothers and sisters, this race is very simple to run. Very, very simple. All you have to remember one thing. Jesus said, you know, some people used to tell me, I don't like hospital. I don't like hospital. I say, come. Who like hospital? Nobody like hospital. He can call me one of hospital. Where you are hale and hearty, what are you going there to do? It is where you are sick. Jesus said, it is they that are sick, they are looking for what? Physician. I saw look where they be. Tell no fellow hospital. Me a fellow, you were no fellow. But may God protect us from what will happen to you. Not even you, no man, no one be alone. Sometimes you open your eye before you know where you are. May God deliver us from all sicknesses. Praise be to God. God bless you, church. I'm happy. I rejoice with you all as God's elect. Do you know it's only the elect of God that can hear the word of God? I believe it. Jesus talked to us about the sower in Matthew 13. He said the sower went to sow. As he sowed, some fell by the wayside, some fell among the thorns, some fell on the rock, some fell on the prepared ground. The same quality of the word that was sown. The wayside, among the thorns, among the on top of the rock, there on the prepared ground. If you find the interpretation Jesus gave on that thing, it is only the one that fell on the prepared ground. And the prepared ground is the elect. My sheep hear my voice. They hear you, they do what? They follow me. The voice of strangers, they will not follow. Jesus was talking to some people. He said, I tell you what I hear from my father, and you do what you hear from your father. Uti mogbo lenu baba mi is what I'm telling you. Iti wogbo lenu baba olonse. May God deliver us. This message will prepare the bride. And the bride will be without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish, or any of such thing. It is thus says the Lord. God bless you. I say, God bless you. The bride of Christ is in union with him now. Paul concluded it all. It's no longer me that live, but Christ liveth in me. If Christ is living in you, it will not be difficult for you to pray. It will not be difficult for you to read the Bible. The hunger will even be there. The prophet said in the physical, if you abstain from food, those of us that have go through fasting, you are safe from food 1, 2, 3 days. The body will be coming weak. He said it is the same thing if you don't read the word of God and pray, you know, carelessly, you are living carelessly. Spiritually, you are going down. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Pray every day. Pray every day. Michael, read your Bible. Pray every day if you want to grow. If you want to grow, Brother Moses, if you want to grow, read your Bible, pray every day. Sisters, pray every day. Brothers, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day. If you want to. May God help us. Shall we bow our heads? Our blessed Lord, your prophet said we come to your house to check up with our study before you. When we stand before the physical mirror, we see ourselves, the way we dress. Lord, when we come to your house, we come to check how our life is going. And how much your grace has worked upon us. when we stand before the mirror of the world. When the word of God corrects us, it's not because he hates us. The Bible says, they that he loves, those are the ones he chastens, because he doesn't want them to perish with the word. It's a sure sign that you loved us. So if correction has come to us this morning, may we take it with revelation. If rebuke has come, may we take it with revelation. If doctrine has been taught, may the understanding of it never elude us. Help all of us, O God. Lord, as you have done it, your prophet preached a message, recognizing your day at this message. Father, your grace has enabled us to recognize the day we are living and the message you have ordained for this day to gather your children and prepare them and make them ready for the rapture. Father, as we continue to feed upon this message, may we continue to be transformed until we become completely the full stature of a perfect man. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen.